CRI News, this is Wen Jie. Official figures show China's fixed asset investment remained basically stable in the first 8 months of the year. The sector grew 7.8% year-on-year to close to 40 trillion yuan. The pace was lower than the 8.3% increase in the first 7 months and failed to meet market estimates of 8.2%. Meanwhile, investment in the property sector also maintained steady growth. Real estate investment rose 7.9% year-on-year in January to August, unchanged from the growth in the first 7 months. Chinese State Councilor Yang Jiechi met with U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster and President Donald Trump's senior advisor Jared Kushner in the White House to promote bilateral ties. The two sides exchanged views on China-U.S. relations as well as international and regional issues of common concern. They agreed to strengthen communication at all levels, expand cooperation, and work together to prepare for Trump's state visit to China later this year at Chinese President Xi Jinping's invitation. Yang Jiechi had paid an official visit to Jamaica on Sunday and Monday. He then stopped over in Washington and met with U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson on Tuesday. For the following 2 days, he will pay an official visit to Spain at the invitation of the Spanish government. 9 people were confirmed killed in a coal mine gas explosion in Heilongjiang province on Wednesday. Authorities say 17 miners were working underground when the blast occurred in the afternoon. 8 people were rescued and are being treated in hospital. The bodies of the victims have been lifted to the ground. An investigation is underway. A total of 24 people, including students and teachers, have been confirmed dead in a fire at a religious school in Kuala Lumpur. Malaysian officials say the fire broke out at a 3-story building not far from the city center. Authorities have started investigation, saying it will take them around 3 days to find the actual cause of the fire. Safety measures at unregistered and private schools in Malaysia were a concern to the authorities. It's reported the fire broke out before authorities could conduct the fire safety inspection. 19 people have been confirmed dead in Thursday's boat capsizal in northern India. The boat capsized in a river on the outskirts of New Delhi. Officials say the boat was carrying around 60 people when it sank. Authorities said they have ordered an investigation into the accident, though apparently overcrowding is said to be the cause. A high-speed passenger train derailed at the main railway station in the Indian capital on Thursday morning. Officials say no one was killed or injured after the train's last coach ran out of track when it was entering a platform. This is the 7th incident of train derailment in the past 1 month. A probe has been ordered into the incident. Japan's meteorological agency says that islands in Okinawa Prefecture in the south have been hit with strong gusts of wind and torrential rain as a result of Typhoon Talim. Local media say the typhoon has left around 20,000 houses, or 80% of the households in Miyakojima City, without electricity as of 5 a.m. local time on Thursday. The agency says it has been the heaviest rainfall the city has suffered in half a century. The agency has also urged residents in the affected regions to be highly cautious of strong gusts, potential mudslides, and high waves caused by the storm. Residents in the hardest hit areas have also been warned to stay indoors and not leave their homes. U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan has announced that an outline of the Republican tax reform plan will be released during the week of September 25th. Ryan said the outline reflects the consensus of the 2 U.S. congressional tax committees and the Trump administration. In the weeks ahead, the tax writing committees are going to take feedback and input and then go produce the bills. Ryan said he's confident that President Donald Trump will push for conservative tax reform despite the president's recent moves of collaborating with Democrats at the cost of his own party. A criminal investigation has been opened into more than 700 Catalan mayors in Spain who have signed a decree ceding local government offices for use in the Catalan independence referendum, which is scheduled to be held on October 1st. The decision affects the city halls of important Catalan towns and cities whose mayors will now be investigated in relation with the presumed cooperation in the organization of the referendum. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.